This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy hump day, rockaholics, and welcome to Wednesday. Steve Miggs, I have a music trivia question for you.
I'm in.
All right.
Love me some music trivia.
As a lifelong fan of Knights in Satan's Service, do you remember what happened on this day in 1983?
1983. Did they put out Creatures of the Night?
No.
Animal Eyes.
What did they do on MTV?
They took off their makeup.
They did.
And then they busted into one of their greatest songs, Lick It Up. Lick it up.
Oh.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
What? You don't know that song?
Was a day. It was a big deal on MTV. They turned around and showed their faces for the first time, Kiss, without any makeup. And then they went on for like another 10 or so years of performing without makeup to try and like.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither did their fans.
No, but based on ticket sales to a lot of their shows.
They went 10 years with going like without makeup?
Yeah.
What? Wow, I was 8 years old when I knew that.
And the music video was the way that they like kind of unveiled it. Don't worry, we won't play the whole song.
Okay. Oh,
what are we doing? You know me
I actually like this song.
Let's just be glad Do you?
Yeah.
It's got hot girls in it. You like the video.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, where are their faces?
Life's such a treat, and it's time you taste it. With your tongue.
I mean, okay. Taste their naked faces.
It's not a crime to be good to yourself. So lick it up, Sarah.
Whoa.
And there they are showing their faces.
I get why people didn't like that.
Oh.
I mean, not saying they're...
Paul's good looking.
Pretty scary. That's pretty scary.
Jean's got a weird perm going.
Oh, no.
They look scarier without makeup,
they
honestly.
Really do.
Oh, my God.
The outfits
God.
Are top notch.
I'm glad they put the makeup back on.
Most people are.
Oh.
Oh, it's time to inform the rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and I wonder if you guys could guess what today's day is based on this audio.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I'd gladly pay...
What do you think, Sarah?
You guys are playing some really old stuff that I have no idea what we're talking about.
I purposely played it just because it's a clip from Popeye, which is still current, still relevant. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh,
a little bit of a stretch, but I just wanted a reason to play some Popeye.
Popeye is not relevant, and it's not timeless.
Forever relevant. All right, there's a guy in Brooklyn that made a video after his pregnant wife ordered some groceries, and I guess she tacked on 99 bunches of bananas by mistake. So all these bananas showed up to her door, and I'm wondering if you've ever experienced this. The reason why she ordered 99 bunches of bananas, according to her sister, they blamed it on pregnancy brain.
That's a real thing.
And here they are talking about it.
So here I am, minding my own business on this innocent Sunday, and the groceries arrive for just me and my wife, and I find bunches of bananas. My pregnant wife managed to order 99 bunches of bananas. I think we have over 1,200 bananas in this apartment right now. For those of you interested, we'll be selling bananas right from our door here in Brooklyn. Give us a call.
That's a lot of banana bread.
I mean, you can't return them, right? Or can you?
I think it might be too late now.
Oh, the damn pregnancy.
So you've experienced it?
Well, you just forget everything. Like,
yeah.
I could not stay on track with anything. It was wild.
I used to piss my wife off because whenever I'd forget something while she was pregnant, I'd call it pregnancy brain or dad brain. And she's like, you're not experiencing anything. I'm like, yeah, I am.
Totally.
We're pregnant.
Wow.
A Purdue student named Zachary won a car lease in a kicking competition called Kicks for Cash, but the dealership nixed it due to a clock technicality.
Oh.
Zachary was supposed to kick a field goal at the 20, 30, and 40-yard line in 30 seconds. And after he did that, the dealership said he was 5/100ths of a second late on the last kick.
Boo.
So here he is talking about making those three kicks.
They were like, can you at least hit one? I go, yeah, I know I can hit the 20. So that one went like right down the center. I remember that, no problem. And then I remember moving back to the 30. And after like the third or fourth one, I'm like, I just keep putting them in the same spot. I just keep running onto it straight. I'm like, I'm running out of time. So I just took another step over. And I'm like, I hope this is it. And it went through. And then got back to the 40 with like, the ball got down with like a second left. And I heard everybody yell. So I'm like, okay, it went in.
Well, apparently the car dealership backpedaled. They did end up offering him a 2-year lease or a $5,000 cash payout. He went with the cash.
Have you ever done something where you had to like do a competition at a sporting event?
Thank God, no, because I think I would not.
Has anybody? No, I know Linda, Danny, your girlfriend. She's competed against, what was it, like Robinson Cano?
Yeah,
at the Mariners game.
Yeah, she had to do a cup stacking competition.
So wild.
She lost.
I did one time. Rest in peace, Seattle SuperSonics. When the Sonics were around, I got to go on the court to do one like a free throw competition.
Where, did you do well?
Let's just say I got to go on the court and shoot basketballs at the Key Arena during a Sonics game, and I got a jersey, and that was cool.
Did they boo you?
The players, yes. The players hated it. They're like, you're just bringing way too... I lost miserably.
Oh,
I sucked. I was terrible. It was on the big screen. I was so glad that social media really wasn't much of a thing at the time. It was barely a thing. Otherwise, that would have lived forever.
Oh,
it was
no.
A terrible... terrible performance, but I got a jersey out of it, so I was okay with that. Hey, the New York Yankees are in town. Maybe I could get to play for the Yankees to help them lose to the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, yeah. Great.
You know, that's the thing. Take it on the Mariners over at T-Mobile Park. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Entertainment Weekly put together a list for us of popular songs that were written about celebrities. And this includes both diss tracks and love songs. Sarah, you'll be so excited to learn that Taylor Swift is only on the list 3 times. But some of the highlights that are not Taylor Swift songs, these are the rock songs or closest to rock songs that were included in the list. So maybe we'll play the audio and you guess if you know who it's about.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first one. Hey,
wait. What's Nirvana? Heart-shaped box.
Yeah.
It's about the woman, the myth, the legend. Miss Courtney Love.
Correct.
Yes. A nice love song.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how she felt the first time that she heard this. And she's like, what's this song about, Kurt? You. And it's called what? Heart-shaped box. It's a love song.
Yeah, of course. Here's the next one. I heard that you were talking to us and you didn't think that I would hear it.
People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to... This isn't, no doubt, this is just Gwen Stefani, right? Okay. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback. Who's it about?
Apparently it's about Courtney Love as well.
Interesting. Okay, I gotta find the... I'm looking at... Apparently, according to Entertainment Weekly, looking at the story now, Courtney Love described Gwen Stefani as a cheerleader type. That's funny. Okay, so the entire song, the whole cheerleading vibe of it is a knock at Courtney Love making fun of her.
Yeah, don't come at Gwen.
No.
Look at my girl.
But what's wrong with being a cheerleading type?
I don't think she said it like in a you look like an awesome cheerleader. I think there was like kind of like a condescending tone to it. You know what
like
I mean?
You look ditzy and stupid and you can only kick your leg.
You know what?
Thing.
As a former cheerleader, I take offense to those descriptions, Sarah.
Yeah, why were you looking at Taryn with such disdain when you said that?
I really was, though. Good for you.
Another off the list of Entertainment Weekly's list of popular songs that were written about celebrities. Lights
will guide. Now, Danny, I know you don't like this song.
I don't want to hear your Coldplay propaganda, Steve.
First three records are fantastic. And this might be one of their best written songs of all time.
It's a very emotional song.
How do you not like this? This song was like used on So You Think You Could Dance like a billion times.
Just because
they're
doing
all that fancy jazzy crap where like they're, my heart's coming out of my chest.
It's so terrible.
It was probably a great dance,
this part,
but
so terrible.
It just builds and builds. Well, who was it written about, Steve Miggs?
Danny V, apparently. We need to fix him. No, whenever I talk about how much I love some of the earlier Coldplay stuff, all my rocker buddies are like, why? I'm like, because of this.
Because of this.
It was written about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, even worse.
No, I didn't want to know that. I don't know why, but now knowing that doesn't...
Now you hate the song.
I don't know if I hate it, but it definitely knocks it down a notch or two. I might be on Danny's side now after all. Damn it.
And one more little sample of Entertainment Weekly's list of popular songs written about celebrities. Max B
for having the time. Oh, I know this one. Which I think there's a lot of like irony to the fact that Steven Tyler is writing a song about somebody that he thinks looks like a girl.
I mean, if you've seen Steven Tyler lately, he looks like someone's grandmother.
That wants to talk to a manager.
Yes.
It's like Karen Tyler.
So wait, who is it about?
Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
What?
Right? Which is kind of funny when you think about it. As they've gotten older, Steven looks more like the lady, and Vince Neil does not look like a lady.
Well, and it's funny, too, because like I was watching the video when I was pulling the clip. I didn't know who it was about, but I was looking the video, and like they are so feminine in that video.
Well, the whole...
Like even his dance moves, his like gesture.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Well, I guess the backstory was like he was at a bar, and he saw what he thought was a hot blonde, and he went up to the... Or, like, the hot blonde turned around, and it was Vince Neil from Motley Crue. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever been guilty of that, like, when you're driving, and you see something, you're like, whoa, look at that girl. And then you're like, oh, no, that's just someone that still likes hair metal. Like, damn it. Nice pants, sir. You know what's another good one? It wasn't on the list, but Jesus Christ Pose by Soundgarden.
Who was that about?
Perry Farrell.
Really?
Because I guess, like, you know, when Perry sings, he kind of puts his arms out there like it looks like a Jesus Christ pose. And it was like kind of a goof on Perry Farrell.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Miggs.
I'm here for you. The Daily Miggs
Show.
You probably wouldn't consider it your proudest moment, but when have you tried to make someone else jealous? 206-803-ROCK. We talk about this because LA Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, his wife Kelly, had to apologize after a story that she told on the Off the Vines podcast went viral.
I saw the video clip of this and I was just like, why is she sharing this? Why not just choose not to share this story?
So during this interview, she shared that she dated Matthew Stafford's backup quarterback in college at Georgia, and she did this just to make him jealous. So if you missed it, here is that audio.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
in? Oh, yeah, girl.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he, like, waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out. And he was
like, this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. Working.
Yeah.
I was, get out of my car. And he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, what? You can't tell me that.
Right? When I watched that, I was just like, wait. In a roundabout way, you're saying Matthew's kind of boring. And the backup quarterback, he was cool.
Oh, it's very cringy.
I can't even imagine being the husband in that situation and just like hearing that and being like, I don't want to hear this.
Right. Like, babe, why'd you go on that podcast? And why did you need to share? I know that you think this is a cute story to share, but man, you're painting me out to be a real dork here.
Some of those thoughts need to stay inside thoughts.
Do you see this beautiful house that my quarterback stylings have gotten us? Maybe you should shut up on these podcasts. So maybe you shouldn't even do a podcast. What are we doing here?
She didn't even name the backup, but Joe Cox is now being targeted on social media. She had to go onto Twitter and apologize to like Mr. and Mrs. Cox.
That sounds like an adult film star. Hi, I'm Joe Cox.
So she had to write, this was her tweet, "To this beautiful fam, I'm sorry for the media storm that happened last week that made its way into your lives. You had zero involvement in what I spoke about. And in fact, it was y'all's relationship in college that I looked up to and wanted to be in college."
Mm. She's trying to make it very clear that it had nothing to do with Cox.
Which makes sense.
Joe Cox.
She just made him look like a rock star. So at that point.
But here's the thing. He was in a relationship in college. So with the person that he's married to now.
Yeah.
So I mean.
Bad boy Joe. Whoa.
Is Joe the bad boy or was there another quarterback? Because I think that's the thing. It's like there might have been another quarterback.
Gotcha.
But Joe might have been the main backup quarterback. And he's just looking at his wife like, look, I swear. You know me. I'm a dork too. There's no. I did not hang out with Kelly.
She is not just like a jersey chaser. She's a quarterback chaser. Just quarterbacks.
Have you ever done anything to make somebody jealous?
Not that I can really think. I can't think of anything real specific. But if any of the Rockaholics have, please call or text us. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, somebody did text and said that they tried dating my then girlfriend's sister. I guess it was an ex or something along those lines. It did not work out well. Neither one of them liked me anymore.
Oh, no.
You think?
Yeah, that's...
If anyone on this show... Well, no. I feel like there might be 50% of the show have done something to maybe make somebody jealous. And I think it's our friend Sarah and Danny.
Yep.
Sarah?
Do tell.
I mean, yes, I've done things to make... Well, my ex-boyfriend, I was hanging out with another dude. Not crazy wise, just friend wise to make him jealous, but it didn't work.
Didn't work out?
At all. He was the least jealous person ever.
He didn't care?
No. Which also I feel like a little jealousy is okay. Like be a little like, oh, babe, what you doing over there? Or something. There was nothing. But then a guy made me jealous by sleeping with two of my friends.
Did that work?
Sure did. It made me jealous, but also made me realize we're done.
So you didn't get with him anymore?
No.
Because that kind of, not to that extreme, but I remember I was dating a girl when I first moved out here. And I don't know why after a few dates, she wanted to try and make me feel jealous. So we were at some random show that was over at, remember the Rebar?
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget this. And it was, I can't remember what it was, but it was like guys and girls, like almost like burlesque stuff going on. And the audience participation was happening. So she just randomly got up on the stage and started licking the guy's neck. And I'm watching this and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, how does that make you feel? I'm like, it was stupid. She's like, did it make you feel jealous? I was like, no, it was just awkward. And I ended up, just, I'm like, I'm done. I got to go. Never talk to her again.
That's weird.
But like, I'm positive she was doing it to try and make me feel jealous.
Well, it sounds like she just straight up told you that.
Right.
Opie is on I-5. Tell us what you did with your ex.
I had a gal that had a little affair herself. And so in turn, I decided to get jealous and took my ex to Las Vegas. And we were having some fun. And I videotaped it and sent it to her.
Was the person in the tape a consenting, like they were cool with taping it and all that? Or was that a sneaky sneaky?
No, it was absolutely consensual.
Oh my God.
Did she think that was going to be awesome too to send it to her?
Oh, she didn't care at all.
What was the reaction like from the girl that received the video?
She wasn't very happy.
I'm very surprised by that.
You guys still good friends now?
Pardon me?
You guys still good friends now?
Yeah, we still date.
Oh,
the girl that you were hooking up with? You guys are still together?
No, the original girl.
Wow.
Wait, let me see if I got the math right. So the girl that you went to Los Angeles with, you're still together with?
Not Los Angeles, Vegas.
Vegas, sorry. Las Vegas, not Los Angeles. That girl.
I'm not with her. That was my high school girlfriend.
So you're with the girl that you sent the video to?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So it didn't. It did work, I guess, or it didn't work?
It worked out. We worked it out.
Has that ever come up anymore? Like, did she? Or it just you guys don't talk about it?
We don't talk about it.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Just pretend it.
That's amazing. He deserves a medal.
Seriously.
Write a book. How do you pull that off?
How to work the system.
I thought for sure he was talking about the girl he went on the vacation with.
That's what I thought.
That they stuck together. My God, it's a stupid question. And then, nope, it actually wasn't. Well, it was still a stupid question, but holy crap.
Well, let's remember she was cheating too at first. That's why he went, took the ex on.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know. Is there any coming back to like somebody sending you a video of them boning somebody else as a way to get under your skin? Could you ever get back with that person?
Don't kink shame, man.
Fair.
That's a solid point, Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.